Welcome to Yakko Yaks. It is a snowy Friday, and that means that I missed an episode. My wife is out of town, so free time is at a premium right now, and it was inevitable. But I'm not going to stress over this. I kind of figured I would miss a day here and there. I'll probably double up at some point, but it won't be this weekend because, like I said, my wife's out of town. So it's single dad weekend, and with a four-year-old, that means a lot of energy is used to play with the kid and deal with the kid. And I meant to do more last night and just kind of collapsed. And then when I woke up, it was like 1 a.m.
You're listening to Yakko Yaks, part of the Transmissions Podcast Network.
Plus, with all of my copious amounts of free time that I don't have, I also need to start prepping for conventions. So, over the last year or two, I've started applying for media credentials for conventions that I have a shot of attending. It makes sense. I'm qualified for a lot of these as a host of a Transformers podcast, and we do pop culture stuff. It fits the requirements of many conventions. So I've started applying. The first one I got was last year's Wizard World Madison, which is, Wizard World is a national brand, and I figure the press applications for Madison in particular are not that high. So I figured I had a good shot, and I got in last year. I'm still waiting to hear officially about this year, but I got a surprise. This year I also submitted for two panels at Wizard World. And I did that a while ago. It's been at least a couple months. And I kind of, after not hearing about it, was like, okay, whatever. It's not going to happen, but, you know, it's worth trying. And I was surprised this week, both panels were accepted. So now I'm kind of freaking out. It's, at least internally, I'm freaking out. This is a big step out of my comfort zone. And the panels are topics I am very familiar with. One is going to be an intro to podcasting. It's going to be a very generic, high level. You know, you have an idea, you want to start a podcast. You know, basically giving you all the information you need, and hopefully it'll help people. And the other one is a retrospective of the IDW Transformers continuity that is just about to end. So obviously, both of these I'm very interested in. I'm not worried about the big ideas, like knowing the big ideas. And the podcasting panel I am worried the least about, because I've actually started a presentation for this months ago, thinking that I would do it for TFCon, and they shot that idea down. But so I have the framework of a presentation already made. I just have to add in some details, make the slides pretty. And, you know, if it wasn't for having a PowerPoint, I could probably just off the cuff do that panel, because podcasting has just kind of infested my brain. Transformers, which you could say has also infested my brain since I was 8 years old. This one is something I'm worried more about just because of the details. Covering 13 years of comics in like 45 minutes is going to be a challenge. I have ideas of how I want to do it, but I need to sit down and spend time actually, you know, putting together an outline and running through it, getting opinions from some of my friends, and just figuring out how best to kind of talk about each era, you know, give some highlights, and keep it moving and making it interesting at the same time. So I'm sure it'll go well, but I'm putting a lot of pressure on myself to get things right. And I'm sure it'll be fun, but these will be both me by myself in front of a crowd. I mean, I've been to these panels before. I'm sure there's not going to be a ton of people, but still, me standing in front of anybody speaking with, like, you know, when you're speaking in front of a crowd, you are the authority over whatever topic you're talking about. It's scary. When I've done podcast panels in the past, or basically any of the panels I've done at TFCon in the past, have been me and at least two other people. And it's easy in that situation to hide behind, you know, the other people talking, especially if you have someone like Chris Ho, who is an excellent public speaker. And he, you know, he has a tendency of taking over a conversation, which is fine, especially if you want to kind of hide behind the panel. But this will be the first step for me in getting out of that comfort zone and being more comfortable talking in front of people like this. So we'll see how it goes. I do plan on recording both of these, so they will be online in some form. I imagine the Transformers one would go on one of the transmissions feed, but we'll see how I decide to do that. But in addition to these Wizard World conventions, and the Wizard World is also, it's at the end of this month. So part of the panicking is, it is now November 9th as I record this. The convention's November 30th. We also have Thanksgiving right before. Not a lot of time. But anyway, in addition to all of that, in March in Chicago, there is a convention called C2E2. It's the Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo. I believe that's right. I applied for press credentials for them, not really expecting anything. And when originally it was the week before Star Wars Celebration in the same buildings as Star Wars Celebration, my wife and I, like our whole family, we have tickets for Star Wars Celebration. We're going to be going. That's going to be a blast, but financially it would not be possible to do both, you know, and Chicago is already very expensive. C2E2 plus Celebration out of the picture. But the C2E2 people apparently realized we need some separation here. So they moved their convention a few weeks. So it's now March 21st, that weekend. And that's great. And I applied for the press credentials, and surprisingly, just completely out of the blue, I got an email saying, hey, your press credentials have been approved. Here's your ticket to C2E2. And I looked at it, and I was like, I can actually do this. And I looked at the dates, and one of the dates is my wife's birthday. I was like, I don't know if I can do this. But talking with her, we might make a Chicago weekend out of it. And, you know, as long as I can figure out a way to balance the time of the convention stuff plus the family stuff, it looks like this might actually be doable. And then the next day, since I got press credentials, I'm now on their press mailing list. They announced some of the first entertainment guests, and including some of the people that, you know, I'm happy to see. I'm excited to see, like, Clark Gregg from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., John Barrowman, who's been on, he's on some doctor show, or he was in the past, that they do in the UK, but I know him as Malcolm Merlyn from the CW Arrowverse shows. But in addition to them, Rob Paulsen and Maurice LaMarche have been announced as attending. You would know them together better as Pinky and the Brain. But Rob Paulsen also is Yakko Warner, who did, if you know the name of the show, Yakko Yaks. I've been an Animaniacs fan since it first aired, and I was in high school watching this cartoon. Yakko is just kind of a moniker I adopted online in the late 90s for a local bulletin board, like a dial-up bulletin board. And it basically stuck, and I've been using some form of Yakko as my handle since then. So I am so excited to have the opportunity of meeting him. Since I'm going as press, I'm actually going to try to see if there's any way I could talk with him, because there's also a Transformers connection with Rob Paulsen. He was a number of characters in just a few episodes, but he was Slingshot and Air Raid from the Aerobots. And if I could somehow swing an interview with Rob Paulsen, it would just be an amazing experience, just personally. So regardless of who else they announce for C2E2, that's my one big goal. And then there's this whole Transformers reboot thing that is coming in 2019 at some point, but IDW hasn't announced anything yet. And I'm not sure, I mean, unless they just announce something via press release or something. C2E2, I think, is the next big convention, like an industry event that they would have to announce it at. So I'm crossing my fingers, because that would be awesome. I'm there. I can report on it. So that might, you know, if that happens, that would obviously be good for Transmissions. And I don't know. It's just a lot of things happened in a few days, and I'm both squeeing internally with excitement and terrified at other things. So we'll see how it goes. This has been, you know, roughly almost 15 minutes of me rambling and stuff. So I think I'm going to bring this episode to a close. I would say that if you were going to be at either convention, I would love to talk with you and say hi. But anyway, that is it. If you would like to help me out, if you could go to yakoyaks.com and click on any of the Amazon banners, that would be a big help in supporting me. And I know one of the things I have on there right now is a banner for signing up for Amazon Prime, and they're going to have free shipping for the holidays for everybody, but Amazon Prime has just been a great thing for me in the content that you get. They have lots of good kids programming. The Jack Ryan series was amazing. And just the fast shipping has been great. So anyway, check those out if you are so inclined. And I will talk to you next time. Bye.